Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to a Spirit Connection podcast. It's March 12, 2020, and God is moving right now. And if you haven't checked out my latest prophetic word for the month of March, I'd encourage you to do that. It's about the spiritual outpouring that is now here, and God is pouring out personal revival. He's moving in a time of refreshment, and this is a time that you could press in, and the key to it is really just to move forward. Do not stop. Do not look back. Do not, just keep moving forward is what God has spoken to me about. Now, God is preparing for a global move. We can tell because the global attack of the coronavirus. And I talk about that in my Spirit Connection from last week where I talked about the prophetic word. But I just want to say it again. Do not be dismayed. Do not buy into fear of what the enemy is trying to bring right now. And yeah, we want to pray for the people, you know, we want to pray for the healing, we want to pray for the stop of that, but also it's a time not to get into fear. Keep moving forward because God's about to do something in a big way, and that's why it's a global attack of the enemy, because God wants to bring a global move. But the way global moves work, any move of God has to start somewhere. And we started in like connection 18 years ago in our living room. And we played a video of Bob Jones talking about the billion soul harvest and revival started. It broke out in these small meetings and we started taking it more and more. So I'm just saying, you got to start somewhere. Do not despise humble beginnings. God's moving right now. And I want you to just tap into it as best you can. I was one of the forerunners of using prophecy, dream interpretation, and tattoo interpretation as a means of sharing God's love. It started right when we started In Light Connection in 2001. And the Lord gave me the strategy of personal revivals. Now, that's what the prophetic word is for this month and last month even. God's doing something new. That's refreshment. That's something that he's doing. He's stirring things up like he did at the Feast of Tabernacles in John 7. When he gets up and he says, if anyone's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. This is the personal thing that God wants to do. And what we did is we started taking it to the streets and started having personal revival encounters with people out in the streets, out in Starbucks. It didn't matter where we were. And it was very similar to what Jesus did. And after training thousands of teams and leaders on this new style of outreach, it went global. And it started, though, with a single outreach. It started with the first thing was me, myself. I had to get, because I was sick at the time, I had to get healed. I had to step into that new thing that God had. And I want to encourage you right now, because there's people listening to me. You have businesses, there's ministries, there's different things about to break open. And the enemy doesn't want you to see it. Just like me, I almost didn't believe this prophetic word I got in 2001 that I'd be healed of Huntington's disease. I'd be traveling back and forth across the country training people in a new way to do outreach. And that's exactly what happened. I'm saying right now, I'm going to prophesy there's something about to happen in your life that's going to make a global impact. That might be your family, it might be in your city, or it might be the world, but it's going to make a big impact. So it's time right now. People are actually ready for more. You know, if you focus on the personal revival and you use these things, then you can actually, what I've been talking about here, what I'm going to talk about here, you can actually stir something up. The key is to increase the ability to hear the Lord. You need to help people to understand there's some biblical principles and keys that are going to help you here. Now, first of all, I want to give you one of them. The more you give, the more you receive. What you sow, therefore, you shall reap. These are biblical principles. They're found in the Bible. And if you learn to give on a regular basis, then whatever you need will come back. Now, most people think that that's what they do for money. That's true. But also it's love, it's forgiveness, it's grace, it's gratitude, it's hearing God and all of those things. In fact, the reason I started the Daily Prophetic Words well over 10 years ago is because I needed to hear God for myself. And so I knew that the more you give, the more you would receive. I started, you know, putting out these small prophetic words out on the internet. And wow, now a lot of people are doing them. And, you know, it's impacting people all over the world because of the principle of giving. Luke 6:38 says, "Give and it will be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, a good measure, running over, will be poured into your lap, for the measure that you use will be measured to you." Now, the context of this is actually not money. It works for money because it's a spiritual principle, but it was actually giving love and forgiveness. If you read it, the whole Luke 6 is talking about forgiving others, not judging. So I actually gave 500 prophetic words in, I don't remember what year it was, but I think it was 2009 or so. And I gave 500 prophetic words one weekend, 2 days, at a church in Florida, and then launched something because the more I gave, the more I received. I'm not doing that now, actually, but it opened something up. So I want to say this right now. You need to step out and get out of this rut of looking at the problem or how the enemy's been attacking you, and then watch for God's solution to come. People are actually hungry everywhere you go right now. Maybe you've heard this. The people are saying that I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. Then suddenly we got all these people who are into psychics and witches and vampires, ghosts, zombies and vampires. You're wondering, what the heck's going on? I'm actually encouraged by this. Not that they're doing those things, but I'm encouraged that there's a spiritual openness. Because if there's a spiritual openness, it's so easy to come in and bring the real personal revival for a person by giving them a prophetic word or opening up something. You know, people, I think they might be bored with church. Believe me, I'm a pastor. I'm not against church. I love church. But people today, there's a Gallup poll said that 84% of people in America were actually interested in spirituality. But you know what? If you talk with these people, they're not interested in Christianity because they found it boring or irrelevant. So we set out to find new ways to do this. And I train other people to do it as well. And, you know, there's something missing today. People are asking if there's something more. And whenever I go into a city, a church, a Starbucks, it doesn't matter where I go. And I notice something. I just zero in on someone. And I can see they might be discouraged. They might be beat down. They might have these different things. Or they might have a tattoo. And I begin to give them a word over their body art. I don't have any tattoos, but I'm a tattoo prophet at this point. And, you know, I give them encouraging words because that is what they needed. It is a very thing. It's called a felt need. So people today, they might think that when they think of Christians, ask them what they think of Christians. They might be narrow-minded, judgmental, irrelevant, intolerant, no fun, all into money. These are the things, you know. You want you to join their church or something like that. And that's not what it's about at all. In fact, what it needs to be about is their needs and their connection with Jesus. And so the message of Jesus was actually very relevant. It's been misinterpreted. And this message of Jesus was simply the same message that he said was the greatest commandment, which was love. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, this is the greatest of all the commandments. Then you watch him. I did a study. Myself and my team, we looked up all the places in the Bible where Jesus encountered an unbeliever, not a Sadducee, Pharisee, or a teacher of the law, but, you know, people on the street. And he never did some of the things that we might be doing today. You know, there's an old way and a new way of doing things. And I want to encourage you to grab hold of this message because this needs to be trained to business people, people in the Hollywood industry even. It needs to grab hold of this. People everywhere in the schools, if you can learn how to communicate the things of God in a positive way, then you could actually, people are very open. The old way of doing things that we've had for a while now, I was very scientific. It was program oriented. You know, if they say this, then you say that. And that type of thing. Well, today, people are experiential. They're more organic, which means that it changes from person to person. I remember when I was planting churches and starting churches, which I don't do anymore, but it would change from week to week. We would change things based on people who would show up because it was organic. The old way has a strong emphasis on Jesus being the only way, the truth, and the life. The new way, you know what? People don't necessarily believe in one absolute truth today. Ask them. They say what's true for you is not true for me. So if that's the case, you need to really consider how you say things. You know, so what we usually do when I'm working with people or training people, and they say what's true for you is not true for me, I go, that's exactly right. But I do want them to experience God, so you got to learn how to talk in a language. If you can speak no Christianese the best you can, in fact, I do it all the time, I don't speak Christianese. I operate my ministry in the midst of, you know, a public place because I believe that we need to be, you know, in the midst of, you know, what the Bible would say is to be in the world but not of it. And what's scary to me is when I have to do these things, I have to actually apologize or explain myself for being out, not apologize, but I have to explain myself when I'm out doing the very thing that Jesus would have done. Now, here's what you could do. You can become a MASH unit, Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. You just go out each day. I took a walk today. I was looking for someone, not to share the gospel and give a tract to. I was looking for someone who needed encouragement. I was ready. I had a gift card for Starbucks. I prayed over the gift card. I didn't see the person, but I went out and prayed and took a prayer walk instead. And each day I go out and I look for, you know, I try to anyway. If I see someone who needs encouragement, I might not even say anything to them. I might just pray to God. But it's this new way of doing things is different. I no longer go on outreaches. Maybe you saw me in Darren Wilson's Father of Light. I still do things like that where I was doing an outreach on Venice Beach or, you know, in a Hollywood club or stuff like that. I can still do that stuff. But I want to train you how to be an outreach. Matthew 9, Jesus talks about the new and the old wineskins. He says you cannot pour that new wine into the old wineskins or they will burst. If you look it up, Matthew 9, he says you can't do that. You got to pour the new wine into new wineskins. So we need both. He goes on to say so that both are preserved. And the thing here is that he values the old and the new. And God's bringing some new type of thing. I am a new wineskin. I'm like a new wine and a new wineskin. If I try to go into the old wineskin, even though I speak in churches, I encourage people, but I might blow things up, you know? And so people like me. I love people. I'm not wounded and trying to make a scene or anything like that. But what I'm saying is that we need to do what Jesus did. And many people right now are called to something new. In fact, your children or your grandchildren don't fit in yet because they're part of a wineskin. They're part of a church that doesn't even exist yet. What they're called to do hasn't even been started. So we need to be like Jesus, WWJD. Jesus would find people to bless. He would find people to encourage. So, Lord, I pray that you would open this message up right now. I know I just zip through it because next week I'm going to be talking about how Jesus did. I'll show you exactly right in the Bible how Jesus did it. And I want to encourage you that you have a calling on your life and that God has something for you in Jesus' name. All right, I want to invite you to the masterclass I'm doing, Overcoming Fear Masterclass, How to Live a Fearless Life. It's March 21st, and it's probably going to sell out, so you need to really get signed up right away. DougEdison.com/overcome. All right, see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.